بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى نهتنه: من نصح أخاه سرا فقد من وعظ أخاه سرا فقد نصحه، ومن وعظه علانية فقد فضحه. He says, if you ever have the opportunity to advise somebody has erred, they made a mistake, and you advise them and you do so secretly. You don't make it a big thing, you don't publicly advise them, admonish them, shout at them, rebuke them, but you do it with decorum and quietly you advise the person, you admonish him, he says that's advice. That is how advice should be given. That is nasiha. That's wishing well. That means you want well for the person. وَمَنْ وَعَظَهُ عَلَانِيَةً فَقَدْ فَضَحَ. But if you openly, somebody errs in the masjid and openly you rebuke him in front of everybody. And today very common social media, there's a WhatsApp group. Somebody posts something that perhaps is not correct, or they've erred, and on the group now you think you are doing the right thing and you wish to correct that person or admonish that person. It says all you have done is you have insulted that person. That's not nasiha. That's not wishing well for the person. So it's very important when it comes to correcting, advising. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala says, if you really wish well for the person, you won't do it openly and publicly in front of others, but you'll quietly send him a message, a private message, that this what you have posted is incorrect. Please retract it or apologize, whatever it may be, but you don't openly disgrace and embarrass the person. Not that I understand.